You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are now back into our sight loss story feature, and today we welcome Lee Roke. Lee, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Really nice to be here today.
So before we talk about kind of your passions and stuff, you know, can you tell me what your sight condition is and how you got diagnosed?
So I have been registered visually impaired since born, and I was diagnosed 6 weeks of being born with a ultra-rare genetic condition called Wagger syndrome. It comes with a lot of complications, W standing for the Wilms tumour, which I'm very lucky, touch wood, that I will not get, and it gets more rare as I grow up, and I haven't had that side as yet. The A stands for aniridia, and that's the main side of it for me. It is that the eyesight, which has affected me over the years. And then the R stands for a range of learning difficulties, it's known as now. Only 460 people in the whole world that I've known to have this condition.
When it comes to adapting to sight loss, you know, you had to grow up with it.
Yeah.
What did you find helped you the most to adapt to life with sight loss?
Mainly all the support around me. And it's one of my passions is I give back to charities, and I welcome helping out at places that have supported me since a very young age. I do a lot of fundraising activities as well. I've done half marathons for charities that have been there for me since the start, really, and made me who I am. Because when I was the age of 3, I was told by professionals that I would not be teachable. And now look at me now, and I'm here today talking to you, and I'm just proving that wrong, because everyone I deeply believe is teachable, but just maybe in a little bit of a different way.
Well, funny you mentioned that. The next thing I want to talk to you about is kind of, you know, you're passionate about the support you have received throughout your education. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I started off in a mainstream school with a VI unit that was pretty set up for someone that is visually impaired. The main issues with my education came around when I joined my secondary school, because it was made for people with special needs like autism and ADHD. Very different conditions compared to someone with a sight loss. And this is seen on a regular basis of the work not being adapted, me speaking out throughout the 5 years. Didn't come a far way of me even saying anything, because no one was listening to me. And when I say I really had to fight for myself, I really did. Now I'm very lucky, as when I joined college, I've been in college for 4 years now. I attend a day provision VI college, now based down in Surrey, Nescot, which we are able to study with the right support and needs for each individual student, as visual impairment is such a wide spectrum. Everyone is different, and this was the issue I had, and I had a lot of frustration through school as well.
Now, Lee, you also enjoy doing radio. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I love spreading awareness and bringing communities together for the sight loss community especially, but the outer community as well. I always use this example. This is probably one of my most used examples when I'm talking about radio, is I am imagining when I'm talking on the radio that I'm talking to just one person, and I'm just involving that in one person, and I'm making a difference for that one person. And just making a difference just for the one person means the world, and making them smile. It's not about being the biggest DJ on the planet. It is just bringing the communities together. And that's what my local community station does. Gives me the opportunities to spread this awareness of the visual impairment as well of just my daily living skills. And, you know, just to promote really that it doesn't matter what condition or disability or condition you have, you can overcome these with just maybe some extra support along the way. And if you reach out to the right yinks like RNIB, they are really good at giving advice, support where needed.
And to finish off, Lee, you know, it sounds like you're quite an inspirational character here. So what would be your message to people who are new to sight loss and who are trying to adapt to sight loss? What would you say to them?
Take it slowly. Don't rush. It will be a difficult time for you. And I'm very lucky enough to, in some ways, to use my vision from birth. And some people are not as lucky on that. But, you know, there are support out there, especially you're very lucky in the VI community, I think, when it comes down to teenagers and young adults up to 25, there's a lot of charities that can offer support. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunities out there for you to definitely shout out and reach out for that support. And just never give up. Keep fighting. And that's probably the biggest advice I can give. You will eventually get there. I'm not about inspiring 10, 20 people. It'd be great if I do, but at the end of the day, inspiring one person, that would just mean a lot to me.
Fantastically. Well, it's a great to hear your story, and I think there's been definitely many good things to come for you. Thank you very much, Lee Roke, for sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.